This is KUNM. Albuquerque Public Schools District Superintendent Luis Valentino is facing pressure to resign after a series of scandals involving his staff and his communications with them. A judge in Colorado issued an arrest warrant today for former APS Deputy Superintendent Jason Martinez. He's scheduled to go on trial in Denver in October on charges of sexually abusing two children. Joey Peters has been covering the story for nmpoliticalreport.com. He broke the news of Martinez's criminal trial last week. KUNM's Elaine Baumgartel asked him to give us some history and context. Peter says it started with a conflict between APS Chief Financial Officer Don Moya and Martinez when he was still on staff at APS in early August.
They were bumping heads over a contract that Jason Martinez was apparently trying to push to do an assessment of Albuquerque Public Schools IT systems. Don Moya thought that doing this assessment was a waste of money, a waste of taxpayer dollars, and that Jason Martinez wanted to award this contract to a friend of his who'd been previously caught taking kickbacks at Denver Public Schools.
And then we have the text incident. This is about a text that Superintendent Luis Valentino sent. Who did he send it to, and who did he supposedly intend for it to go to, and what did it say?
So Luis Valentino sent that text to Don Moya. It appears that he meant to send the text to Hannah Scandera.
What did it say?
It said that he was going to go after Don Moya in the next few weeks, and he was asking Scandera for any ideas.
What did Superintendent Valentino say about this text?
So Valentino said that this text was a personnel issue forced into the headlines and didn't really comment beyond that. And the same day, 7 hours after he received the text, Don Moya was placed on administrative leave. He says that he still hasn't received an official explanation as to why, and APS won't comment why.
Fast forward a couple of weeks, Jason Martinez resigns unexpectedly on the 19th of August, and we find out that he never underwent a background check.
Yeah, he never underwent a required background check, and so I decided to do my own on him and found that he had previously been charged with sexual assault of a child, right, and he's going to go to trial on these charges in October in Denver.
Do we know how he was able to be hired without a background check? Because that background check would ostensibly have shown that he had these charges against him, right?
Yeah, and this is something that APS hasn't really explained to the public, because background checks are supposed to happen before you're hired.
So what does APS say about the fact that they did have this guy working, even though he hadn't undergone the background check?
Superintendent Valentino stated that he never knew about these charges, and had he known, he never would have hired Martinez in the first place.
What are we hearing from the HR department?
HR Director Karen Rudy's lawyered up and stated that she had reminded Valentino about this missing background check 6 times. Valentino says it wasn't that many times.
The Albuquerque Public School Board held an executive closed-door meeting on Sunday. You were there. What went down at the meeting?
We don't really know what happened in the meeting because most of it was behind closed doors. All the folks there that I saw were criticizing APS and calling for Valentino's resignation. After the meeting, all of the school board members scattered without commenting to the press.
Attorney General Hector Balderas has announced that he is going to investigate the Albuquerque Public School District. What has he said about what he sees worthy of investigation?
He wants to look into how somebody with violent and sexual criminal charges was hired in such a high position in the school district in the first place.
And then we also know that Don Moya, the chief financial officer, the one who received the text, the one who's on administrative leave, he has now filed a whistleblower lawsuit. Tell us about that.
So Don Moya filed a lawsuit, and the allegations in it implicate both Governor Susana Martinez and Hannah Scandera in pushing for Jason Martinez's hire.
What happens next?
Well, the APS board is going to have another emergency meeting Thursday morning at 7 a.m., and we should find out whether Valentino has a future with the district or not.
Joey, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Joey Peters is a senior reporter with nmpoliticalreport.com. He spoke with KUNM's Elaine Baumgartel. Find a link to his series of stories on the scandals at APS online at kunm.org.